formal review. Today, we'll be talking about the film Avatar. So sit back, relax, grab your drinks, and let's talk about this film.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the formal review. This is season 5, episode 13, and thank you all for tuning in once again. Now, I apologize firstly for the lack of content over the past few months. I've had to go through a lot of stuff personally and didn't have the time to really produce anything. Now, I am going to be back for the October Halloween series, which I will analyze films that I haven't done before, but are more concentrated, obviously, on the Halloween scary feel. I will be starting that next week, so stay tuned for that. But before that, however, I will be focusing on a new release of an older film, Avatar, but this time in 4K and in 40X. So stay tuned. Before I get into anything, I do want to preface this episode with a slight spoiler warning. However, this film did come out in 2009 originally, so you've had a significant amount of time to see this film. It came out over 10 years ago. So in the case that you actually care about spoilers at this point, I would suggest go see the film first and then come back and hear what I have to say about it. Also,
I know I talk about this at the end, but the data shows that most people don't listen to that part, so I want to talk about it here and reiterate the importance of leaving reviews on your favorite subscription services. I do read those because I do want to grow, because these episodes are really for all you listeners out there, and I want to keep this entertaining. So what do you want to hear? Do you want to hear games? Do you want to hear more of the 4K stuff? Do you want to hear me talk about a certain movie? If you want to come on and talk to me about something, for you want to debate, I'm always open to do stuff like that, so you can always reach out to me on social media. I always want to grow and improve, and
just because something works doesn't mean that it cannot be improved.
So if there's something that you want me to improve on, let me know and I will grow as such.
Anyway, so let's get back to the film at hand. So let's sit back, relax, grab your drinks, and let's talk about this film. Now, it has been a while since this film has been in theaters. James Cameron's sci-fi epic came out back in 2009, and it was lauded as being a visual effects masterpiece using groundbreaking motion capture technology. It ended up becoming the biggest movie of all time, topping $2.8 billion at the global box office, and it won Best Cinematography with a 3D digital camera, and no digital camera had ever won the Best Cinematography Oscar before. Now, since then, however, it honestly hasn't aged very much in comparison to other science fiction films. Now, with the sequel Avatar: The Way of Water coming out later this year, Cameron and producer Jon Landau decided to remaster the film, aka update it for today's audiences. They updated the scan in 4K with a high dynamic range, and some scenes were even updated with a frame rate of 48 frames per second, which is pretty much double the normal frame rate, which is for approximately 24 frames per second. Now, for those who don't really know what a remaster is, the short idea is that the film was originally released using a 2K digital intermediate, and now it's being released in a 4K digital intermediate. Now, 4K has a 3840 by 2160 resolution ratio, which has a 1.79 to 1 aspect ratio. Nowadays, films can be made with an extremely high resolution cameras, and in post-production can be finished or mastered in a 2K or 4K digital intermediate, no matter the type of camera it is. Now, Avatar was filmed in 4K, but then was mastered in 2K when it was released. So why even shoot in 4K if 2K is going to be the digital intermediate? Now, the reason is that if a movie was filmed at a higher resolution than the end result, the image will be crispier, cleaner, and more detailed than an image natively shot in 2K. The biggest reason why that this happens when they downgrade it on the digital intermediate side of things is time and money. Rendering can take months at a time for the true 4K digital intermediate to pass through, and even when a movie is finished in 4K, it often includes 2K visual effects that are then upscaled to match the rest of the film. Now, this obviously can cost a lot of money and time that studios don't have, or they prefer to spend that money elsewhere. Sometimes budgeting and time allowing, films are finished in a 4K digital intermediate, but then the majority of heavy CGI films go through a 2K bottleneck during post-production because of the cost. Now, for example, you take Avengers Endgame, which reportedly had a budget of more than $350 million before marketing costs were factored in. Of that $350-ish million, roughly $100 million of it went to visuals, which includes the special effects. Had the film been finished in a 4K intermediate instead of a 2K one, that budget would have been significantly higher. This compression can affect many things, such as the viewing experience of CGI. Now, this is why Cameron wanted to remaster the film in 4K. Now, another newer technology that they used was adding in a high dynamic range, or HDR video, that gives a better perception on colors and the overall quality of a film. Another update was in the sound department. Dolby Atmos wasn't really introduced until 2012. Four-time Oscar winner Christopher Boyce gave the new Avatar Master a upgraded mix, and he was responsible for the sound editing, designing, and mixing of the original release. But after all of those updates, is the film worth seeing again in theaters? The plot is the same. The main protagonist is still Jake Sully, who is a former Marine confined to a wheelchair. He is recruited to travel to Pandora, where a corporate entity is mining a rare mineral that is the key to solving Earth's energy crisis. Now, here he becomes the newest human being connected to an avatar, which is this genetically engineered hybrid of human DNA with DNA from the natives of Pandora, also known as the Na'vi. He then interacts with the Na'vi and learns to respect their way of life, and eventually takes place among them. He then faces the ultimate test as he leads them in an epic battle that will decide the fate of the entire world. Now, there are very, very obvious ecological messages here that unfortunately still apply. It has greedy corporations destroying the lives of natives to increase their profits, and these indigenous communities are then threatened with extinction, and scientists who get ignored when their voices want to challenge the status quo. Now, from a theme perspective, it's really sad that Avatar has become more relevant over time. Having said that though, the film is still not original from a story perspective. Films such as Dances with Wolves, The Last Samurai, and even Disney's other film, Pocahontas, came out years before this that showed a heroic white man who saves a poor, helpless native population who, quote, are viewed as savages and can't take care of themselves. This type of fantasy story is fairly insulting when it comes to real life people, but these are alien creatures, so that changes it, right? Maybe or maybe not. Either way though, the story's still the same as all of the others. Cameron only diverts the issues of those films by focusing on an alien race instead of humans, which could be said was a smart move. Additionally, Sam Worthington's acting isn't the best, especially when it's really obvious that he is Australian and not American as the film states. This new release is also on the theatrical cut of the film and not the extended version. You didn't know? There is a cut of this film that is about 16 minutes longer that runs over 3 hours. I personally feel that this is the best version of the film. Some don't think that, and also they may not just want that length of a journey to Pandora. Now, what's so different about that cut? That film has a new opening on Earth that better establishes Jake as a down on his luck warven. While this is implied because of other films in Cosmos, the original cut doesn't really give him a really sympathetic backstory. It's more that we're told that life sucks because he's handicapped, and that's really it. Here we get more dialogue and are shown him getting into a bar fight, and then there's this other scene that presents the Na'vi not really as just innocent and pure-hearted people. They are willing to fight for a cause if necessary. There's also another scene that gives more connection and completes Jake's arc from the man that we saw on Earth at the beginning of the film to becoming the head of the Na'vi clan at the end of it. While some who aren't like me may say that the extended cut doesn't improve the film significantly to really need those extra 60 minutes. However, it is the better telling of Jake's arc and helps with connecting with him as a character more. While it's not a 100% needed thing, it does make it worth watching at least once. Now, going back to this new remastering of the film, it really shines literally and figuratively when it comes to the HDR content. When compared to the original film on Blu-ray, the colors are significantly brighter and more vibrant. And this is a lot saying when that version is still very beautiful to look at. Honestly, the most noticeable aspect is when you have real close-ups of the Na'vi or the Avatars, and you see all the details in their faces. Outside of the color, that is perhaps one of the most definite upgrades that this new remaster has. It's definitely a case when you've seen the improvement, you don't want to go back to the older one. Having said that, it's somewhat inconsistent throughout the film, as some of it still does have that look that the original release had. It's not so much that it'll be completely disruptive to a viewer's experience, but it is noticeable at times. The sound upgrade is also noticeably different, as the Atmos does feel like it's coming in both in the bass and surround speakers. As a creature is about to come on screen, one can hear them come from all around the screen instead of just in front of them. And this comes again with the 4DX effect, such as when Jake first rides his horse, Neytiri tells him to feel the horse. Now the viewer gets to feel the horse's heartbeat as Jake would. Now, for those who don't know, 4DX is a unique sensory experience. This new release was designed to be experienced in this format, as audiences can really tangibly feel the world of Pandora through their body as they are viewing the film. Frankly, this one was on the same level as Top Gun Maverick when it comes to the 4D experience. In that film, one can experience the true feeling of flying in a plane. Here, one gets to experience Pandora in ways that they didn't before. One feels the water physically and smells it as Jake explores Pandora. This is cool because this aspect is a crucial feature of Pandorian life. One can breathe in the scents and visuals of home tree, with smells allowing them to be there among Pandora's remarkable nature aspect that it has. You can visit Pandora actively in this moment. As the film states, the Na'vi tribe works in harmony with the landscape, and as a viewer, you feel that as well. One can be engulfed by the wind as you soar with the Ikran in Jake's coming of age flight, and these sights, feelings, and sounds that really only 4DX can provide were the main reason for me really being able to enjoy this trip back to Pandora. At the end of the day though, is this new remaster worth paying money to go see it in theaters again? Frankly, it really depends on what you prioritize. You can't go in expecting a different story because it's not, but it is the best the film has ever looked and really honestly sounded before. This 4K HDR remaster brings Pandora and its native Na'vi back in a fantastic way. Does it change any opinion on the film? No, not at all. But then again, it really wasn't meant to. At the end of the day though, it is still a fun time if you're looking for an outing at the theater and you need a big screen movie to go see. This movie is fantastic seeing on the big screen and really should be seen in the biggest screen possible. Otherwise, you could skip this one, because frankly, the story's not going to change and your opinion of it won't. Honestly, if you care about the visuals and the audio aspects of the film more than the story, you'll have a great time. If you don't, you're just going to have the same experience that you had when it first came out in 2000. But at the end of the day though, still, I do rate this film a 4 out of 5. Now let me know if you saw the new remaster in theaters, or are you waiting for it to come out on physical media or even streaming? And what do you think of the film? Let me know. Hit me up on social media.
The formal review is on Facebook, Twitter, and the Gram, and also YouTube. The handle's all the same. It's at The Formal Review.
Don't forget to subscribe to any of the platforms. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, anywhere where you can find a podcast, on Spotify, or even subscribe to the channel on YouTube. You can also check out The Painted Lines, where I also contribute a few other ways. And please leave a review on there so I can know how to improve, because that's really how I grow as a human being. And I want to keep this show entertaining for you all.
And for anyone who has supported me on a financial basis, I thank you very much for supporting me in that way. For anyone who wants to support, you can go to anchor.fm/theformalreview. Click support this podcast, and any donation is appreciated. Thank you all again for tuning in. And until next time,
be happy, enjoy life, and be positive.
And see you at the movies.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Formal Review. Cheers, and we'll see you next time.